Today we're going to intercede for your city, Grand Terrace, and Green Valley Lake. Father God, we thank you for how you taught the story of the Good Samaritan to show us we are all brothers and sisters. We thank you for teaching us to love others regardless of racial differences, economic differences, developmental differences, or any other difference for that matter. May our community and city be known for love and fairness and not discrimination. Eradicate prejudice from our hearts, our words, and our actions. Help us love as you love. Amen. So Grand Terrace has a population of 13,000 and has it's south of Loma Linda, just below Colton. It does need more churches. However, it was voted the top 100 cities to live in a 2007 Money magazine article. About Green Valley Lake, it has about 350 people. It's a recreational area nestled between Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear, but it's 4 miles off of Highway 18 off a winding road. And because of its hidden location and no police presence, their theft is the highest in the county at 159%. Yes, and drug crimes is as a very high as well at 39%. However, there are several Christian camps and retreat centers that are very close, and there is a Calvary Chapel church in town. We're going to be using the 15 powerful prayers for our community from Connect Us Fund in our today's podcast. Father, we ask that our city and our community would not demonstrate anything and that would peace would prevail if they choose to demonstrate against anything, especially with all that's going on in Israel right now. And there have been protests across our country. In the name of Jesus, we pray you would stop anyone who would try to hijack these protests, that would try to create violence or chaos. Watch over the police and any other people or first responders that have to watch these things. Stop anyone who would seek to harm, cause damage to buildings or vehicles, loot businesses. May they be peaceful protesters, and may justice, love, and peace prevail. We pray for healing to a suffering world of hurt, and that justice for those who have been treated unkindly throughout their lives. We pray that they would experience healing and prosperity for businesses that are struggling through so many challenges, for the families that own them and for their employees. Healing and wisdom for our leaders as they strive to achieve peace and order. We pray unity would prevail in our communities. Help us be an instrument of peace, resolving issues that affect us all. Help the leaders be able to look for ways to identify those things. We pray for revival in our city, that people would come to repentance, restoration, and a renewed focus on you. We pray for the peace of our city. We pray for the children in our city that have gone through so much, that you would support them and that the people would come together and bless them and minister to them and be their guards. We pray for strength and empower us to be persevering and to improve our city and not give up. Even if we have to take one step forward and two steps back, we pray that you would strengthen our fortitude and keep us pressing on, no matter what the obstacles and challenges. May we be steadfast, unwavering in our prayers for these communities and in our practical actions to turn things around. Encourage us, we pray, by showing us ways our work is bearing fruit in prayer and in our feet going out there and doing whatever it is that you want us to do. We thank you in Jesus' name.